Hello, welcome back to the Hot Funk to Nigeria Info and Harry Potter Harker to number one talk station. I'm Dio. 8 minutes come past 4 p.m. and the countdown is still very much on. Oh, yes, in case you're wondering what countdown I'm referring to, not the countdown as to when Arsenal might or might not lift the EPL this season. No, not that one. The countdown, I'm talking January 31, when some currency notes would no longer become or be regarded as legal tenders in Nigeria, as some of our denominations have been redesigned by the CBN, and they will be the old ones will be completely phased out January 31. There's been some controversy as to whether or not that timeline will be remain as has been outlined by the CBN, and what impact that might have on the economy, considering even as we speak, the newly designed or redesigned currency notes are not in wide circulation. However, the CBN has alleged severally, at least on more than one occasion, that it is not responsible for this lack of wide circulation of the new notes, rather putting the blame on the money deposit banks and saying that they've got a huge stash of these new currency notes at the various CBN offices across the country or vaults, and that the banks are simply not picking them up. The banks, however, say that they don't just have enough of this to circulate via the ATMs or through other channels for that matter. Well, the question thus remains, what exactly is going on? Or will the January 31 deadline remain? Or will it be amended at some point? That remains to be seen. But as far as the situation is concerned, here is some update or development on that. Story here cut to the Punch newspaper. CBN meets POS agents Monday. Supermarkets, eateries reject old notes. Now, in a move to meet the January 31 deadline for the old 1,000 naira, 500 naira and 200 naira notes to cease begin being legal tender, the CBN will on Monday meet with mobile money point of sale agents to plan for the newly launched cash swap program targeted at fast-tracking the withdrawal of the old notes from circulation. Now, the Apex Bank had on Friday announced the cash swap program in partnership with Super Agent and Deposit Money Banks. It made the announcement in a circular jointly signed by the Director of the Banking Supervision Department, Haruna Mustafa, and the Director Payment System and Department, Musa Jimo. The circular was addressed to all the DMBs, that's deposit money banks, mobile money operators, and super agents and agents. Now, super agents are companies licensed by the CBN to recruit agents for the purpose of agency banking. The CBN said the cash swap program would be effective from Monday, January 23, 2022. Let's talk about this for a bit. And, you know, obviously, as the trajectory still, you know, shift towards January 31, and everyone's still wondering what exactly is going to play out, and the significance of the CBN's meeting with this class of businesses and individuals possibly earlier on today, as I do not have any update as regards that meeting even at this time. So I'm asking you, what is the problem with the new currency notes deadline? Do you perceive that there are still any challenges or problems with meeting that deadline? If you think that there is or that there are, I'd like to get your take. Join us via facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live there. We're streaming live. You can watch live and listen live. Also via Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. At the appropriate time, to call 0700 923 0923. We're joining me via phone for this conversation right now, and he's been with me for several weeks right now, right from the initial announcement of this policy. We've been taking a look at it, we've been following the development you know, intermittently, and has been keeping up to date with the expert analysis on the matter. My guest on the show is Jomi Vah from Lagos. Is the co-founder, chief executive officer, and managing director of Sitiamo Technology Limited. He is a composite banker, economist, former head agency banking, was one of Africa's biggest retail banks, and that's Access Bank Group. He's got over 22 years of banking history. Michael Ogba joins me. Michael, hello, good evening to you. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Good evening, Dio. I'm so glad that I'm here, and good evening to your listeners.
Great to have you on the show once again, Michael. Let's get right to it then. So the CBN's proposed or the CBN's meeting with POS agents, super agents, and the rest of that today. Even though I do appreciate that you are not a CBN staff, neither are you acting as spokesperson for the CBN at this time. But with your wealth of experience in the banking industry and in the financial space, which you are still in at this time, and I believe a lot of your clients also may, because of what Citiamo is into, may fall into that category, I suspect.
Yeah.
What do you suppose is the essence of the meeting the CBN is to have or was to have with this class of businesses today?
Okay, so it's very easy. CBN is looking for the root cause, as it were, for money to move from the banking industry to the end users. There are a couple of places you go, and if you're able to track them there, you would have been able to, you would have succeeded in achieving your aim. Which are these sources? The number one, like you and I know, are banks. Now, CBN has told all the banks that they should stop dispensing old notes, that they have enough new notes in their vault to meet the needs of the users. That is one. So they are tackling it from that angle. Then, there are 1.4 million agent bankers in Nigeria, and they are saying to themselves, these are the people at the bottom of the economic pyramid. These people are where banks are not. So if we must succeed in making sure that these new notes are accepted, the old notes are withdrawn without bringing them back into circulation, we must use this 1.4 million channel. That is the meeting, the point reported that they are having today. I'm an honorary member of the Association of Mobile Money and Agents in Bank Agents in Nigeria. I've reached out to our president. Yes, the meeting will take place, but I don't have much details because I've not been briefed. As soon as I get that information, I will pass it on to you. But it is another important process through which they can be able to achieve their aim, which is to tackle the problem head on. They can also reach out to the fuel station, because that's another place that Nigerians go and do exchange. Same with supermarkets and what have you. But the channels are important, be it agency banking, be it ATM, and every other channel through which the exchange will happen. So I think that is what it is. For us in Fijamo and all the other, I'm representing the other micro lending institutions in Nigeria. We only get our money through banks, especially when you are doing micro lending. Sometimes you also access ATM if the money you are giving is little. So we are also affected by this channel. So we also respect what CBN is doing. Dayo, thank you.
Just as a slight digression, we'll get back to the course of the main crux of our conversation shortly, but I'm glad you reminded what you do at Citiamo, which is microlending, and you also identify that there are several other such organizations as well. Now, I know that this policy has impacted your activities, and I remember some time ago, some weeks ago, when we were discussing this matter, you mentioned that it has led to a, might I say, reformatting or reprogramming of your business model, if you will. So how is that impacting your business and your clients at this time, since you have withdrawal limits now and you can't give them cash any longer? You have to transfer to them. So how is that affecting the microlending business industry vis-a-vis those who offer the loans, like your organization, and the receivers, the small business owners who are the recipients of these loans? How is that going at this time?
Okay, thank you, Dayo. For our micro-lending business, it has affected this tremendously. Say, for instance, typically we give out 60 million in a month. Today, we've not disbursed more than 3 or 4 million. Why? Because we've let everybody know, all our borrowers, that we are no longer going to give them cash. They've been crying blue mother. They've told our agent field officers scattered all over the country that they are done with us. They are no longer going to do business. Why should we take them for granted? Why are we changing their models? It's something they are used to. If that is the way we want to do business, to help with us, I pardon my French, but that they would rather go and do with our computers. We tell with kind. We are not going to bend over backwards. We are not going to give you cash. BPN says, starting from this period, this is the cash limit, and this is the redesign of the currency. We must abide by the policies of the federal government of Nigeria. The 4 to 6 million we give us are people that are willing, able, have accounts that we can put the money into. And we have done that. For those other ones that are reluctant, they will be cut off with time. Whoever is giving them cash now will always run into problems 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month from now. So where is the person going to be getting the cash we'll be giving people on a regular basis? It's not going to work that way. And that is why we are happy with the policy. It will be painful, this starting point, but it's something we need to change the behavior of our customers if we must stay in business.
Well, Michael, I've got a two-pronged question for you next. And that is, number one, describing the CBN's meeting with POS agents, super agents, and other agents a while ago, you said it's important for the CBN, or described as important for the CBN to do so, in a bit to try to track or discover what exactly the problems are with the new currency notes, getting wide circulation as the CBN expects. So here's my two-pronged question. Does that mean that the CBN is unable to handle this matter at the bank's level, at the level of the deposit money bank? Is that a sign of failure? Has the CBN thrown its hands up and said, you know what, we can't deal with the banks, we've tried, because there were threats of sanctions. And I think I read over the weekend that there was something about some monetary sanction as well, a daily monetary sanction for banks whose ATMs are still dispensing the old currencies. So is the CBN throwing its hands in the air, saying, you know what, we've tried with the money deposit banks, we can't deal with them, let's go elsewhere? And then number two, should a meeting of this nature have held before now? And are you aware if the CBN had such a meeting with operators or POS agents and super agents before now as well? So go ahead, please.
Okay, thank you. With regard to your first question, I don't think they have given up. I don't think the deposit money banks have failed. Yes, there are still issues which they are sorting out, but it's not either or. It is not a competition. The agent banking people you see around are a subset. For you to call somebody an agent, there must be a principle. For you to answer the name agent, you represent somebody. So all these agency banking, they represent three categories of entities. Number one, deposit money bank. So when you see names like Access Closer, First Money, Zenith Agent, those are bank-led agency banking business. So they represent deposit money banks. So they are not competing with them. The second entity these agents represent are telecommunication companies. So you have Momo agents, Airtel agents, Etisalat agents, if they are there. So they have people. And those people are not deposit licensed money banks. So they don't even have money. So they work hand in hand with financial institutions and the PSDs to still achieve the objective. So those are the second. Then the third set of entities that is agents represent are fintech and mobile money operators. So you have the likes of Telolands, you have the likes of Paga and what have you. So those are the three entities. So there is no agent that represents itself. So the money you are getting from somewhere. So to that extent, it is not a failure. But remember, Dayo, my economist talks to me that demand will always create its own supply. For this 1.4 million entities, banking agents all across Nigeria, for them to be in business, somebody is patronizing them. Somebody requires their services. That is why they are providing those services. KPN has recognized that. banks are not sufficient to make this happen. Banks have their limitations. Banks have ATMs that these human beings have more outreach than the banks can. And banks are no longer putting ATMs, new ones, all over the country because these human ATMs, core banking agents, are taking up that. So the answer to that question is that it's a collaborative effort. Nobody has failed and nobody has succeeded. If we fail, we all fail together. If we succeed, we all succeed together. That's the answer to the first question. The second question, am I aware that these meetings have held before now? There have been some back and forth, but not with regards to the deadline. Remember when CBN came up with the first limit on the cash withdrawal? The mobile money operators kicked. They went as far as engaging the National Assembly. It was on the strength of the advocacy they put up that made CBN to go back and retreat, as it were, the limit and all. So those meetings happened. They have been back and forth. CBN has recognized the importance of this critical sector in the financial segment. And there has been collaborative efforts to make it happen. But with regards to the deadline, I don't think they could have done it earlier. As we get closer to the deadline, which is like a week from now, just like you, Dion, just like me.
Michael, pardon me, please hold that thought. We have a commercial break right now. Discussions continue shortly. Do please stay with us.
Stay with us, Nigeria Info. We'll be back.
Welcome back to the Hunt Factor Nigeria Info, your number one talk station. I'm Diet. We got it's about 4:30 p.m. Discussions continue. And earlier on today, or reportedly today, CBN is meeting POS agents. And report also have it that supermarket eateries have started, or some have given notices that they will be rejecting the old notes. We'll get to that part of the conversation in a moment. But my guest on the show right now, of course, all of this is geared towards the January 31 deadline for the phasing out of the old currency notes. They will no longer be regarded as legal tenders, according to the CBN thus far. And of course, the upheaval, if you will, that's causing or bringing to the economy at the moment. My guest is Michael Ogba, joined by phone from Lagos, is CEO of Sitiamo Technology Limited. Michael, you're welcome once again.
Thank you, Dayo.
Now, Michael, before the break, I asked you a two-pronged question. You did respond to the first one. You were in the midst of responding to the second one, and that was about the meeting with the POS super agent and agents today. And you were on about that. Go ahead, please.
Okay, yes. So I was explaining that, yes, there have been some consultations. But like we know in Nigeria, it's only a week to the deadline of anything that people take it seriously. Whether it is INEC saying you should come and collect your PVC, whether it is the deadline on anything, that's how Nigerians react. I think we are used to that military kind of system that everybody waits to the last minute to do this thing. So yes, they came during this last week to say, okay, how can you help us to drive home a point, let people know that there will not be shift in that in this deadline. Dayo, you and I have spoken, I've exercised some fears in the past regarding the implementation deadline and all. But I'm beginning to see that CBN is taking it seriously. Banks are beginning to send this new cash. The last time we spoke, I told you I've not had the privilege of using the new notes, but on four occasions I've gone to ATM machines and I've been able to withdraw the new notes. Yes, if they continue that way, 1 week is enough time for most of it's not going to be total, but most Nigerians will have the new notes in their hands. And for those that have, like we are speaking now, I think I still have about 10,000 cash on me. About 6,000 of it are old notes and 4,000 of it happen to be the new notes. Why am I still holding on to the 6,000 old notes? Because I know I will spend it between now and Monday next week. So whatever happens, worst case scenario, I'll take it to a filling station and buy fuel or something. But I'm sure I'll be able to spend that cash. And I'm sure most Nigerians are also doing the same.
By the way, congratulations to you, Michael, on having seen and handled the new notes. I also for the first time handled the new notes last week as well.
Yes.
I handled the 1,000 naira note and the new 500 naira note as well. Some POS operator in my neighborhood was able to afford me that privilege, so that's a great thing. Now that said, Michael, let's talk about rejection. We're getting reports that some outfits are already indicating to their customers that they will soon start rejecting the old notes, even before the January 31 deadline. And I'd like to go back to reference the article from The Punch earlier on, once again captioned, CBM meets POS agents Monday, supermarkets, eateries reject old notes. Now, some part of the story goes, meanwhile, a number of businesses, including supermarkets and eateries, have informed their customers of plans to reject the old naira notes ahead of the deadline. A popular clothier, Rough and Tumble, informed its customers via text messages that it would stop accepting the old naira notes 2 days before the deadline. And also, Spar Markets, an Indian-owned supermarket chain in the country, said that from Wednesday, January 25, it would no longer receive old naira notes from its customers. Also, ShopRite issued notices to its customers that it would adhere strictly with the CBN deadline of January 31. Popular eatery Chicken Republic pasted on its notice boards it would stop accepting the old naira notes 5 days before the deadline across all its outlets in the country. Let's talk about this for a bit. And even yesterday as well, one of my neighbors was telling me that one of the shops on our street, the woman who operates the shop had informed customers already, mostly those of us on the street and others, that she would stop accepting the old notes in some days' time, obviously before the deadline. What do you make of that? This notice is already, because before January 31, these notes are still legal tenders. So, not just the woman on my street or on my clothes, but even established businesses, some of them, you know, huge chains across the country, are already informing customers days before the deadline that they would no longer accept the old notes, or what we regard now as the old notes, before the deadline. What do you make of that first? And two, what would be the implication of that?
Okay, so you're right. It's a good problem because I remember 3 weeks or 4 weeks ago, there were social media clips and tweets where people were rejecting the new notes and preferred holding on to the old. So now the table has come, so I'm happy about that. But that said, it will only take one person to take one of these big entries to court, and if the court can act within 2 or 3 days, you can sue them and get money off them because what they are doing is illegal. Nobody has said that the old note is an illegal tender in Nigeria. It is still a legal tender until Monday, Tuesday next week. So, what they are doing is not right. But for anybody that is entertaining any fear whatsoever, this is my advice to you. Don't worry about anybody rejecting it. Worst case scenario, find yourself to a commercial bank, deposit that money, they will turn it down. So don't entertain any fear. So long as the deposit money banks are open, that will be your resource, your last resort for exchanging the old note for new one. If they say they are not giving you new one across the counter because CBN has directed them not to, not a problem. Pay into your account, use your ATM card to withdraw the new one from their ATM machines, and I'm sure by now all of them should be dispensing the new ones. So that you shouldn't entertain any fear. So the implication is that anybody rejecting it before the deadline set by CBN is acting a traverse. It's illegal to do so, and they should be mindful of that. But for you that they are rejecting it, don't entertain any fear whatsoever. Worst case scenario, find yourself a commercial bank, go there, put it into your account, use your ATM, withdraw the new one.
All right, the last segment right now, call 0700-93-093. You'd like to contribute to the conversation that's ongoing, you're very welcome to do so. Call 0700 0700-93-093. We'll have on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We'll have on Twitter as well, at NigeriaInfoPH. Let's get your take on the matter at this time. Remember to keep it brief and straight to the point. Once the call is answered, do turn off your radio set as well. However, Michael, I still have a question for me, for you, bordering on the question I asked earlier on, which is, okay, I'll come back to that shortly later, but let's go to the phone lines now. Hello, Hans Frank, to welcome, please go ahead. Hello. Okay, Michael, okay, I'll go to the question now then. So, the CBN has tried to do everything possible, to ensure that we have a wide circulation of the new coronavirus. It doesn't seem to be happening still, even though, thankfully, I was able to get it from a POS operator in my neighborhood, and you were able to get it from an ATM as well in the course of last week, I suppose. Does that mean that the situation is changing somewhat? Are we experiencing a wide circulation now? Do you think that's what's going on? Or do you think the situation is still the same as it was before last week, as at our last conversation?
No, I think there's been tremendous improvement in the number of the new nodes, in the circulation of the new nodes. Nature does not have, nature abhors vacuum. So for them to, for the new nodes to be generally accepted, there should be, it should be everywhere. Before you can withdraw the old one, you should provide people alternatives. Until and unless that is done, people will be frustrated. I know CBN in their subconscious will be happy because they will say, oh, if you can't have access to cash, use the alternative channel, which is the ultimate desire of the CBN in this instance. But I'm sure and I'm very optimistic that in this 1 week that is left, they will hurry up and make the new notes more available, more accessible. According to their claim, the banks are holding on to these new notes in their vault for whatever reason best known to the bank. I can't fault them. They are the ones that supply the notes to the bank. So if they say that is a fact, maybe it's a fact. So let's wait and see.
Hello, Han Fati, welcome. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Dario.
Hi, go ahead.
My name is Ogun. I'm calling from UPH. Based on the issue at hand now concerning the deadline of CBN concerning the new currency, my brother, I still doubt. I'm doubting about the date.
If why are you having doubts about the date?
Yes, the doubt I'm having is because at the end of the expiry of the date or the deadline, and it happened that the old Naira is still existent. Because as I'm talking to you now, my very self, I pray daily, and the money comes into my hand almost on a daily basis. And it, none of this new currency has entered my hand. So now the deadline remains how many days now?
There's about 7 or 8 days to go, yes.
7 or 8 days. Now, if at the time the deadline expires and the old Naira has not been, has not been seized in the hand of people, because as I know...
No, let me help you with this, sir. Until the 31st, the old Naira notes are still legal tenders. They can still be spent, accepted by you and spent by you.
That is at the end of the deadline.
Until the deadline, yes.
Until the deadline.
Yes.
Okay, if after the deadline and the old one is still in existence, what do we do?
Can you repeat that question?
I said at the end of the deadline,
yes,
and the old note is still in existence, what do we do?
No, the old notes will not vanish from existence. But I think I understand the question you're trying to ask. What if you that still have the old notes with you? So I let my guest Michael respond to that. Michael, so Michael, obviously, for some persons like the caller who run, you know, for lack of a better choice of word right now, or I'm deliberate about this choice of words, a daily income earning kind of business, you know,
yeah,
who trade in some product or service, whether they require or they need customers who patronize them to spend their money, especially in cash on a daily basis. And on the 30th or even the 31st, the day of the deadline, might still have clients or customers who come in holding the existing, now referred to as old Naira notes, come to patronize them. Are they in danger of still holding on to some of the old notes and not being able to deposit them or convert them to the new notes eventually? If they don't take the approach of some of the other businesses, as I mentioned a while ago, who are giving deadlines before the actual deadlines to start rejecting the old notes.
So the answer I gave to the general people is what I'll say to him. You go ahead, don't entertain any fear. If you have your primary bank, just keep holding on to that. On Monday, or later by Tuesday next week, walk into that bank, put the money there, deposit it in your account. There is no bank in Nigeria that will reject the money up until Tuesday next week. So you have an alternative. That should be your last result. But having said that, you, as a matter of fact, can tell people on Monday next week, please, if you don't have the new note, I'm not going to sell to you. Don't allow them to consume. Let's say you are an eatery. After eating and they give you the old note, you don't have the choice but to accept it. The same thing will apply a day after the deadline ends. If somebody comes with the old note, which will really, really be old by then, and say, I want to eat your food, make sure you see the money he wants to pay you before you give him food. Because if you make the mistake of giving him food, he has finished eating and he then gives you the old note, which will be illegal at that time, you are on a long pain. You enter one chance, like they say in Nigeria Palace.
And just to be clear, this will be first. Is it the 31st of January or 1st of February?
The legal tender is still illegal. The old note will still continue to be legal tender till 12 midnight on the 31st. It will become illegal tender on 1 a.m. on 1st of February. Immediately after midnight on 1st of February, if you are holding it, it becomes a collector's item. I've thought Biafran currency. I can't use it, but I hold on to it to remind myself that, oh, Biafra once existed. So that's what will happen. You just hold the money and say, oh, this was what Nigeria used to use as a currency. That's what will happen immediately after midnight on the 31st of January.
Hmm. All right. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello. Oh. Good evening.
All right, go ahead, please.
Yeah, my name is Mr. Manuel.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. In respect of this issue of returning the old Naira, I remember that since this week and last week, since I started hearing about this news, most of them, if I have 100,000 Naira coming to me on a daily basis, I just have only 2,000.
Hello, Emmanuel?
Or 1,000. Hello.
I said
have only 2,000 or 1,000 Naira among the 100,000 that come to me every day. So now, and when they are trying to put pressure on people, why not allow the people to receive this new Naira note? And in return to Central Bank, they withdrew it and nobody trashed the old one, because all the home money return back to bank and also come back to us. So on collecting it back, they tried it and give us new one. These are putting more pressure on people. And at the end of it, they now make people to run out of shelter and putting themselves into problem, because at the end of it, they may not meet up. Many of us may not meet up. All the money I have with me here and I don't have new one.
So what is it? What exactly is your problem, Manu? Why can't you take them? Why can't you spend it or take it to your bank to deposit it there?
You spend it. Okay. I have...
Oh my. Okay, got a message here as well from Uche going, good day, today I went to GT Bank along the Ikwerre Road today to withdraw some cash, about 100k, but lo and behold, I was paid with old notes. Well, let's get to the next deal before I go back to Michael. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, Nigeria Info.
Yeah, you're welcome, go on.
This is Dakuku from Akwa. Hello?
Go ahead.
Let me tell about the Naira currency, which you are talking about. The government, yourself, and CBA governor, they have done a lot of mistakes.
For example?
Hello?
For example?
Hello? They are doing a lot of mistakes because this money is very short. It's not up to 2 months or whatever they printed this money, and this have not circulated.
What is your personal problem? I'm sure you can hear what I'm asking you right now, but you're not listening.
Hello.
Great to hear from you. 0700-93-093 is the number to call. Once again, facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Also via Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. And via Facebook, Tony Chiedu is used or go. Since the old note will be valid to January 31, what happens to the old notes that will be collected on 31st January? The old notes remain legal tender till midnight January 31. Advise all business owners to start receiving payments via transfer and other non-cash channels. Well, Michael responded to that a while ago. I asked him a similar question as well. Also goes, CBN is technically forcing us to use other channels of payment outside cash. Well, it might seem like force at the moment. But Michael, is that what it is? But before you respond to that, let's take a call. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Okay, Michael, is that what it is? Because Tony's message just now says it appears CBN is trying to force Nigerians to use other modes of payment. I remember sometime last week I had a conversation on this matter with another professional in the industry. And some caller suggested that, or some respondent suggested, it's my money. I can decide how I want to spend it. I don't want to do transfers. I want to spend cash. So is the CBN trying to compel Nigerians to spend their money in a certain way? Would you interpret it that way, or would that be a misconception?
It's a misconception to the extent that they have not stopped you from having cash. They only reduce the amount of cash you can have. So, and they did this scientifically. Think about it. If you can withdraw 100,000 from every day from an ATM and 500 in a week, that means that you are going to spend 4 million or 2 million in a month or so. So how many Nigerians can do that on a consistent basis? So yeah, CBN is not stopping you from your lifestyle. If you like cash, yeah, fine, all well and good. If you go clubbing and you want to spend cash, you can still spend cash. How be it might be reduced. They are not forcing you, but it's like childbirth. Ask any mother, they will tell you the pain they go through in having a baby. But the moment they hold the baby in their hand, there is nothing as beautiful and joyful like holding that baby. It's the same thing. CBN is trying to meet wives, alternative means of doing things. When ATM came out, people were skeptical. But today, there is nobody that you need to teach or educate about ATM machines and how it operates. Same thing. Over time, we look at it as if we are Mungo Park of the old. It's something that they say you can't fight an idea whose time has come. So this one, too, the time has come. And I'm sure and I pray that it ends well.
Oh, the message goes, good evening. Just a moment. Dan, good evening. It's been a serious worry to me on how those people in the rural areas where there are no banks will cope, because as I speak, my mother has not seen the new Naira note. How will they manage to buy cent? Even me, I have only had one piece of the 500 Naira new note. After depositing the old notes and go to ATM to obtain money, it's still the old note. This deadline will really affect negatively. Now, to this person who sent this message, the question I'd like to ask you is this. You say that in these rural areas, they don't have banks. But they don't have banks in those rural areas, but they still have access to currency. They still have notes. How did they get access to those notes? So the same way that they were able to get access to those old notes or soon-to-be old notes without banks, it's the same procedure that they were using getting access to the new notes as well. Am I wrong, Michael?
No, you are perfectly correct.
So there's no need to entertain any extra worry. Whatever procedure led them to having those old notes with them, even though they had no banks in the vicinity, those same procedures would lead to them having the new notes as well. And by the way, I believe that's one of the reasons the CBN had the meeting or is having the meeting. It is having today as well. Hello, Hot Factor. Yes. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hello, Dio.
All right, go ahead, please.
Thank you. What I was saying before my phone cut off, I was telling you that most of the money that come to us every day, if we have a million naira, that means what we have is only 5,000 naira of new naira notes. Now, and why not CBN take their time to retrieve all this old one and gradually circulate the new one? Is there anything that was going to happen after January 31st that is going to happen in the world that if nobody uses new naira notes, the person will die.
The new naira notes are circulating already. That's the best I think I can say to that. They are circulating already. Hello, Hard Factor. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hello, Dayo.
Hi, go ahead.
Hello, Dayo.
Hello, you're welcome. Go ahead, please. All right, so we have to wrap this up shortly. So, Michael, might I say that finally it appears that your tone has changed somewhat from we've had several conversations on this matter, but I think from the first conversation we've had, this might be the third or fourth conversation we've had on this matter, it appears your tone has changed somewhat. Have you become an optimist on this matter?
I'm very optimistic. I've seen a lot of effort on the side of BPN, so I have every reason to believe that they will pull it through.
On that note, we have to wrap up the conversation. Many thanks for being a part of it, especially many thanks to my guest, Michael Ogba, is a banker with over 22 years experience, now CEO and co-founder of CTMO Technology Limited. Michael, many thanks for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.